Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 7th. One beach reopens and another closes in Quincy due to water pollution. The state has removed the warning signs posted along Wollaston Beach after the most recent water tests indicated that bacteria levels have fallen back to safe levels. But the Quincy Health Department says Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown is closed due to high bacteria levels in the water. Tonight begins the test program of closing Wampatuck Road and Chickatobit Road through the Blue Hills Reservation in Quincy in an effort to crack down on drag racing. The Department of Conservation and Recreation will close both roadways Fridays at 5 p.m. through Sundays at 6 p.m. through September 6th. The pilot program was developed after many years of residents complaining about dangerous and reckless driving in their local neighborhoods, especially on the weekends. The roads will remain open for bicyclists, hikers, pedestrians, and emergency vehicles. The test program will be evaluated in the fall to determine if it was successful. Quincy College is unveiling a new multi-purpose laboratory and office space to support their allied health curriculum. The new 1,800-square-foot space at the Quincy Center campus will allow the college to expand their radiologic technology, physical therapy, and nursing programs, and to add an anesthesia technician training program in the future. College says the new lab was made possible due to a significant grant from an anonymous donor. Well, hundreds of South Shore children are enjoying a summer of fun activities at the South Shore YMCA's annual Quirk Summer Camp. Car dealer Dan Quirk funds the camp every year to provide youngsters the opportunity to participate in the Y's summer camp. Camp Quirk, as it's called, offers children ages 4 to 15 10 weeks of daily activities like outdoor exploration, sports, arts and crafts, and daily swimming. The camp also offers specialty programs focusing on fine art, science, technology, engineering, and math, and programs for children with special needs. A longtime Quincy restaurant is closing. Gennaro's on Blanchard Road off Quincy Avenue will close for good tomorrow. Owner Jerry Martaccio of Kingston has announced that after almost 32 years in business, he's decided to close the restaurant to focus on his health and well-being. Gennaro's opened in December of 1994 as a small bistro sharing the building with a photo store. The restaurant expanded to the entire building and became very popular for its homemade Italian food and large portions. Several years ago, Martaccio's son Anthony took over the day-to-day operations of the restaurant. Martaccio owns the building and its future is unclear. Funeral arrangements have been announced for an active-duty Quincy firefighter. 47-year-old Brian Snow died suddenly this past Sunday. Visiting hours will be held this Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals on Independence Avenue in Quincy. A uniformed walkthrough will take place at 1:30. Snow was born in Boston and raised in Quincy, graduated from Quincy High School in 1997, and later earned a bachelor's and master's degree in fire executive leadership and emergency services management. Snow joined the Quincy Fire Department in 2019 after being a firefighter in Hull for 13 years. He was also a paramedic and EMT instructor. He leaves behind his longtime partner, Amanda, and their 5-year-old son. An online fundraising campaign has raised over $55,000 to assist his family. A funeral mass will be said Monday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Church in Quincy Center. An extremely difficult morning of testimony in the Lindsay Clancy triple murder trial yesterday. A medical examiner testified to what she observed on the body of 8-month-old Callan Clancy. Lindsay Clancy is accused of using exercise bands to strangle Callan and his brother and sister in the basement of their Duxbury home. Callan's autopsy photos appeared on screens for the jury to see. As the medical examiner's testimony continued, and more autopsy photos were revealed to the jury. Several jurors appeared to be getting emotional. There was no screen facing Lindsay Clancy, but she appeared inconsolable. Later, when court resumed, Christopher Clancy, Patrick's father, took the stand. He said Lindsay was a devoted mother, but Clancy said he knew his daughter-in-law was struggling. Lindsay Clancy's lawyer is mounting an insanity defense, claiming she was in the grip of postpartum psychosis when the children were killed, and that she tried and failed to get proper mental health treatment in the months before the murders. On the stand, co-workers and friends testified they were also aware that she was struggling. One lifelong friend testified that days before the murders, Lindsay confided that she was having some dark thoughts. Trial will resume this morning in Plymouth Superior Court. Well, Massport will start the second phase of runway safety improvements at Logan Airport later this month. This phase will continue the installation of the engineered material arresting system at the end of runway 27. The system is a safety feature designed to safely stop aircrafts that overrun the runway. Logan currently has two other such installations in use. As of now, installations expected to be complete before Thanksgiving. During the construction period, the airport will have restricted runway capacity. Runway 927 will be closed with very limited availability for 75 days. Travelers could be impacted by the closures, especially during periods of severe weather, air traffic constraints, or any operational disruptions. Residents of Winthrop may hear construction activity during this period. All project improvements will take place during approved daytime hours. Massport has coordinated the installation schedule with its airline partners and the Federal Aviation Administration. Well, you can expect some busy parking lots outside stores this weekend as Massachusetts waives its sales tax for many purchases. The state's 6.25% sales tax will not be collected on Saturday and Sunday for most personal purchases up to $2,500. The Massachusetts sales tax holiday went from a tradition to a legal requirement after the passage of a law in 2018. The tax break applies only to items bought for personal use and cannot be applied to purchases made for or by businesses. It also does not apply to any item worth more than $2,500 and does not apply to layaway sales. All businesses must take part in the sales tax holiday if they normally make taxable sales of tangible property in Massachusetts or to purchasers in Massachusetts and are open on August 9th and 10th. Some items that don't qualify for the sales tax holiday include meals, motor vehicles, motor boats, telecommunications services, gas, steam, electricity, tobacco products, marijuana or marijuana products, alcoholic beverages, and any single item whose price is more than $2,500. Well, the Quincy High School, North Quincy High School alumni football golf tournament is being held today at President's Golf Course in Quincy. It begins at 7:30 a.m. Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater will hold an open mic and movie night tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. Share your talents and then enjoy a movie under the stars from 8 to 10 p.m. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead presents Homestead Colonial Chocolate Making on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Participants will see chocolate making and enjoy samples. Tours of the homestead are conducted every 30 minutes on the hour and half hour. The Friends of Wollaston Beach present their annual Kids Fest this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. on the beach across from Davis Street. Enjoy a DJ, splash pad, games, face painting, a photo booth, and the Kite Crusaders. And on Monday, the Thomas Crane Library will present Storytime on the Beach at 10 a.m. at the Tot Lot on Quincy Shore Drive and East Elm Avenue. Well, a Quincy man's nickname turned into a $1 million payout after it was one of the winning words on his $2 million 50 times cash word scratch ticket. Last month, the man's nickname, Tan, showed up on a winning Massachusetts state lottery ticket. After selecting the cash option, Tan will receive a one-time payment of $650,000 before taxes. His win was confirmed on July 3rd, and he says he plans to invest his prize money. Tan bought his ticket at the Lucky Quick Pick on Beale Street in Wollaston. The store will receive a $10,000 bonus for its sale of the winning ticket. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 464 points, the NASDAQ lost 15, and the S&P dropped 13. Stocks are mixed in Asia. The dollar was down, the euro was unchanged, and oil now over $83 a barrel. And sports. Red Sox sweep the White Sox with a 12-11, 13-inning victory. Fenway Park last night. They host the A's beginning tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast, a heat advisory remains in effect. Hot and humid with an isolated storm today and a high of 92. Very muggy tonight, low of 74. Tomorrow, same thing, hot and humid, isolated storms, a high 90. On Sunday, not quite as humid, still very hot with a high 92. And the heat continues into Monday with mostly sunny skies and Monday's high 91. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Light westerly winds become southeast. Later today, the high tide 6:57 p.m. Sunrise 5:43, sets at 7:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 7th.